Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is back in the studio with me today. We are practicing social distancing just because we really don't want to be near each other. It has nothing to do with the virus. It really just
thanks a lot.
It's personal preference.
Thanks a lot.
But it is it's good to have you back here, you know, in the flesh, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm caffeinated.
You are?
I'm animated. And I'm about to be scuba radionated.
Are you?
Okay.
So, I love what you've done with the place.
You do? You're the only one. Well, there you go.
It's a professional-looking studio now with these cool black curtains.
Yeah, you know, we've upgraded the studio here a little bit. And we're still tweaking it just a tad here and there, you know, trying to get, you know, used to the whole new layout and that kind of thing. But I didn't have anything else to do. I couldn't dive, so I figured might as well try to do something, you know, fun. So that's what we did. Barry the Bugger is connected via the web today. And what say you, Barry? What do you think?
Where's the new tiki bar?
The new tiki bar? Well, we've always had a tiki bar out back, but we don't really bring that into the festivities here on the show. So, you know, it is what it is. Fair enough. Is that good enough for you?
No.
There's too much equipment, too much tequila that may be spilled.
That's why you have a tiki bar off to the side there.
That wasn't
inside
tequila.
And we can't reach inside it if studio. We're on the mic. Think, Barry.
That was a sanitizer. It is alcohol based for sure.
I did bring some.
CJ didn't notice that it had a little pump handle. That was the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, let's not bring up any kind of
I thought that
pumping.
Was for shots.
It's 60% alcohol.
I've been doing this wrong.
All right. Well, anyway, we are on Facebook Live as we speak, so you can see myself and CJ in the studio. You can see Barry the Bugger. You can see Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walt DeMartini, and even Bubble Boy connected via the web. So
they want to see us?
No, they really want to see Kristen, and I don't see Mermaid Kristen yet. She might join us, but we do have her picture up.
I saw her a second ago, but now she's gone.
Well, she's crippled.
She is
a hand on the wall. There.
That's her technical difficulties screen, I believe.
No, I don't think that's accurate. That's not accurate at all. Let's rumor an innuendo.
Wait a minute. There she is.
You guys are making up nonsense for sure. So we will see what's going on and figure out what we need to do accordingly. For sure. But, I do see her. But when we speak, when CJ and I speak, you will see a nice mermaid picture of Kristen as well. Otherwise, when she speaks, you'll just see her when
she's a little creepy, Greg.
She looks creepy? Is that what you're saying, Jerry?
No. That's a little creepy. You got her pinned up behind you?
No, she's not pinned up behind me. She's just her doing her mermaid shtick, you know? And that's what people would like to see, I think. Kristen, can you hear me yet? She's hooking up. Okay, she's listening in. How are you?
Sorry,
Mermaid Kristen.
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. All right. There's that. And who's stapling stuff? What the hell was that?
Sorry, I thought I muted the microphone. Okay. My boyfriend's working on his motorcycle stuff.
Okay, and you got to staple those parts together.
She's stapling her back together.
Well, yeah, she has a whole back issue. But look, you know, we do have a lot of stuff to ramble through today. Well, Barry has a comment right out of the box, so I'll let you go first, Barry. What is it?
No, I was checking out Walt's feed.
Checking out Walt's what?
Feed.
Yeah, what about it?
Take a look.
I see it.
Too late.
No, it just stop. Yeah, you know, he's paying attention, CJ, as you can see.
Yeah, to the wrong
thing. Yeah, but he's the wrong thing.
Yeah, CJ is actually wearing a mask in the studio, as you can plainly see. That is a mask, isn't it?
We can't see that.
Are you going to rob me?
Do you know what that is?
What is that?
Can you read this?
It's some kind of Van Halen thing, isn't it?
That's right. It's the Bumblebee guitar.
The Bumblebee guitar wrapped all over his noggin.
Because I cannot, never not rock.
Okay. All right. Whatever it takes to, you know, make you feel more manly.
I'll rock too, Greg.
I think you're misinterpreting this.
Yeah, okay. Well, just as long as it covers up your pie hole.
It does do that.
And, you know, that's, and really, that's not for you. That's for me.
Yeah.
It keeps the goo on you and not on me.
There's no goo.
Yeah, you spew the goo.
Right, but I don't, I'm not.
And that's what the masks.
There's no goo.
No, that's what they say.
Just
like
really,
it,
maybe
you wear a mask.
Maybe the worst you would get is like coffee breath because I've
off
got
the
coffee.
Rails.
No.
I've got coffee in
no,
there.
No, I'm telling you, you know, technically speaking, from a purely, you know, like a physician standpoint, the mask that, you know, we're being asked to wear right now is to keep the goo on you and not to spew the goo on others. So that's
now what, I know why Spider-Man had a hard time kissing Mary Jane.
Okay.
I can't even take a drink out of my coffee.
Yeah, coffee, right, exactly. He's disinfecting
swear
himself from the inside
swear
out.
Swear to God, a coffee right
okay,
here.
Anyway. Well, look, there are people that are...
maybe just a little rum.
Planning to dive this week, or maybe they've been diving already this week. We got a few...
Kind of looks like Doug Ebersole. Dr. Doug is on the road here
driving like a maniac.
Well, you know, he doesn't like
could
to...
Be- He could be diving right now.
Well, he might be on his way. He's on his way to or maybe back coming back from his diving. I think he's coming back because he was diving today, I believe, this morning. Dr. Doug, can you even hear me yet?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So, by the way, keeping the goo away from you, I got it right on the mask thing. Just since we got a doctor, I might as well have you back me up on that, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's the mask, as you can tell, I'm actually in my car. Phone is kind of aiming at me, but the masks do the best. The most things the masks do is keep anything you have from anybody else,
right?
So that if you were infected, but not having any symptoms,
mm-hmm.
That it would. Woody's right with me here. He's in the car. But
I know that you have a Woody,
but anyway. So it doesn't. Unless you've got a really well-fitted mask, it's not going to keep you from getting sick, but your idea is hopefully keep you from getting other people sick.
So right.
Greg's not
so
wearing,
I was technically correct.
And you're not wearing anything, so you're really showing no regard for me.
No, we're 6 feet apart. We're one Greg apart, so we're technically, we're fine.
So I don't need this then?
Well, I'm
wearing this out of respect to you and your family.
Well, as Dr. Doug just said, you're trying to keep your goo away from me or away from you. You know, that kind
of
thing.
The way I look at it, you both are up crap creek.
I have no goo, I think is what I'm trying
so
to say.
So simply put, the mask is a snot collector.
Okay, that is another way to put it. Oh, that's not appropriate. Just stop. All right, well, Dr. Doug, you are on your way back from diving, right? You dove this morning. Is that what was going on? You and you're with Woody?
Yeah. To be perfectly clear, you will help yourself a little bit by having a mask because it'll stop some things from coming in, but I wouldn't think that it's not going to keep you from getting sick necessarily. But anyway,
okay.
Woody and I are, you know, Woody, he's in the car behind me. We just finished a 3-hour cave dive at Jenny Springs.
Wow. Nice.
Now we're looking for, now we're driving back and looking for food because everything is closed.
Yeah. Got to find a drive through.
Good luck in cave because we're trying to find something to eat.
I think I just found a cafe that's open.
Okay, there you go. Well, we'll let him drive.
I want to dive with a Woody.
Yeah. All right. Well, so Dr. Doug, you know, he'll have a full report for us. He's part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad that actually dove this week. There's been a few people that have been doing that. You know, we have some limited opening, especially for South Florida. Well, Florida across the board, you know, the Keys, like down there at Captain Slate, they're diving. but you can't get down to the Keys unless you live there. So it's only open for locals at this point. You can go diving in Florida. Otherwise, though, like Dr. Doug has been doing, and you know, and down in South Florida, down there where Barry is as well. CJ?
Yeah, I think I saw online that our buddy Jeff down at South Florida Diving Headquarters was going out.
Yeah, well, I actually had an option to go dive with him, but I said, nah, you can only take 8 divers. I don't want to take one of those slots. Let someone else go for now, and I'll follow up with you. But I did get a report. I mean, it's tough for a boat like Jeff's at South Florida Diving Headquarters to make enough money to operate, because they can take normally like 30 divers. They can only take 8 divers and 2 crew right now. So it's a little tough for them on a business side of things. However,
we'll catch up soon.
The report is the divers have been extremely generous on tips, helping out the crew, and that's always good to hear, too. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
A professional mermaid says unwanted advances from merverts is the worst part of the job. Just like that, you've been made aware of a new profession and its very serious problems and the word mervert.
Hey now.
Get my flippers on and go scuba diving.
Hey now.
Watch me get my goggles on and go scuba diving.
Hey now.
Scuba diving.
Hey now.
Watch me scuba diving.
Hey now.
East Coast. Watch me scuba diving.
Hey now.
West Coast. Watch me scuba diving.
Hey now.
Midwest. You know I'm going scuba diving.
Hey now.
Dirty South. Watch me scuba diving.
Hey now.
Oh, that's got a great hook to it, doesn't it? This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. We are socially distanced, one Greg the Dive Master apart.
At least.
Yeah, well, 6'1 is what me, I am.
What
so
me?
We're 6 foot and 1 inch apart.
Is what me are?
Yeah, I think.
What you is?
I think that's what we did. But we got that going on. And then we got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web.
Yeah.
That would be Jerry the Diver Guy. That would be Barry the Bugger, Bubble Boy, Captain Walt D. Martini, Mermaid Kristen, Even the scuba cowboy with us today, which is
simulating it, but reading.
And Dr. Doug ordering a hamburger.
Dr. Doug's ordering a hamburger. Okay. Well, there's that. So, he's pulled over, ordering a hamburger right now because he's connected via the web, which is understandable.
Well, he can pay for it Tuesday.
We also got sweet baby lettuce.
We got baby lettuce with the scuba cowboy. There you go.
It's and Eric the Booknut is here.
Oh, and Eric Douglas. Awesome. Okay, it's so Dr. we got a full Seuss. Crew. Yeah, now, you know, I know Dr. Eric's been preparing Seuss. For a dive, and we'll talk to him in just a bit. But the scuba cowboy is with us today, and I want to get to that real quick. Since we have, it's the scuba cowboy and sweet baby spinach.
Yeah, it's spinach.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, it's. I think that's...
There you go. How,
We changed it to Sweet Baby Scuba Curious.
Sweet Baby Scuba Curious.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't know if we should ask.
I really don't.
I'm scuba curious.
Okay, well, of course it does. It means she's, curious about scuba diving.
Yeah, exactly. You've come to the wrong place.
I was way off.
Or she's curious about which kind of lettuce she is.
Well, Sweet Baby James, or right? Is that? That's not even me. Right.
What about Sweet Baby Rays?
Sweet, no, just stop it already. Ooh. Jeez, I'm trying to talk to the scuba cowboy.
Barbecue,
no, that's a good brisket. Barbecue
you're
sauce.
You're confusing my buddy now.
Dirty
that's right. Yeah, your team player or your teammate is what? Sweet Baby what?
Lettuce.
Sweet Baby Love.
Sweet Baby Love. There we go. Yeah. Right.
There you go. Because she's a piece. She's like, if you can imagine, you know those little bobbles on the dash? Well, imagine if you had a little hippie chick bobble.
You mean like a hula girl?
That's Sweet Baby Love. Yeah, exactly.
Sweet Baby Love.
Except like stuck in the 60s, that's just right here. That's that girl.
We'll go with that.
Hey, Pop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can Pop hear?
Yeah.
Do you like my bandana? It's from your buddy.
He doesn't know.
I can't see you. You're the only one. I cannot see you.
You can't see me?
No, they can't see you. I spared them.
He lied to me. He turned off your camera.
Quiet.
Why do you think he asked you to come into the studio?
Just so we're clear, everybody watching on Facebook Live can see everybody. But the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad have a special.
Oh, that's right. They're only seeing the Greg cam.
That's right. They're only seeing the person that's important. And, so just so we're clear.
Wow, what an egomaniac.
Yeah, thank you.
Seriously, you can't mess with
Sweet
Greg.
Baby dead.
You can't mess with Greg in May because that's our that's our birthday month.
That's right. Okay? Exactly.
And we share it usually with the dive trip, but we can't do that this year.
I know.
I'm a little annoyed.
We're going to have to do it socially distanced. A week from today is my birthday.
He's going to be 67 years old.
Thank you.
Pup the grumpy cowboy.
Happy birthday.
Well, no, thank you. I've never been grumpy.
We're off the rails, but what's new? But let's just reel it back in just a little bit. I want to make sure we get this out there because the scuba cowboy has been isolated, but you've been doing, what is it? Isolation station is your place of residence during the shutdown, and you've been... having these virtual shows, these concerts, right?
That is correct. We've been doing it both with our duo Rocky Trop and with the Scuba Cowboy as well.
Okay.
And we have a very special Mother's Day show dedicated to all you mothers and more deeply to Mother Ocean herself.
Uh-huh. I like that.
It's sponsored by Single Divers, and I will be doing the Mother's Day show at 3 p.m.
Tomorrow.
Our time. Tomorrow. Yeah, Eastern
Mother's Day.
Time.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Rocky Trop.
Right here Rocky from the Trop. Isolation Station. Yes.
Okay.
And even when it's the Scuba Cowboy instead of Rocky Trop, it's really kind of Rocky Trop because Sweet Baby Love is always there helping me because I can't do all this stuff by myself. There's no way.
Right.
I misheard that.
What did you hear, CJ?
I thought he said rotten crotch.
No, that's that's just inappropriate.
And that's why we don't let his face on the camera.
Yeah.
Rotten crotch.
Lord knows what he's doing over there.
Yeah, you don't want to know, trust me. But there's
that's
a reason.
That's nasty.
Hey, Walt, is that the gardener again? You're having some problem with those weevils? Or
What?
Weed eater.
Weed eater. Okay. I knew that was the gardener.
Weeble wobbles never fall down.
I recognize the gardener.
I have no idea what are they talking about.
And soon Walt will unleash the anteater.
Okay.
We're having our own show, Greg.
Yeah, obviously.
Doing what you're doing.
Yeah, we have talked about having a Scuba Radio Scuba Squad.
He calls it a hard park.
After the show. because these guys have been like doing their own little monologue during the commercial breaks. And they said, hey, Greg, we should share this with the world. I was like, do you want to be arrested? What the hell's wrong with you people?
You know, Greg, we can't get a word in edgewise with Casey around.
He's not even with you today. He's
pummeled
not,
the guys.
Yeah, that's why we get to talk about him today.
He broke his microphone. Yeah, and Barry's in charge of fixing that, I hear. Which
it's already done and on its way back.
Is it fixed? Did you fix his microphone? Really?
Barry the Tinkerer.
Yeah.
Huh. How about that? I had no idea you had those kind of skills. So when he joins us next week with his newly fixed microphone from Barry the Bugger, you know, I'm sure, you know.
It's going to sound like a fire. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, you don't
That's
know.
Him. He's here. He made
What you don't know is in Barry's free time, he likes to burn himself with a welding torch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, whatever he does to get over the hump of this isolation. You know, it may be the Scuba Cowboys music, or it may be a hot probing, you know, device.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, we're starting to trickle on.
Red hot poker.
Just a few shows over here.
That's what she said.
Nothing full tip swing yet.
So. Golly. All right. Look, that's enough out of you. I'm going to talk to Eric Douglas next because, you know, one of the things that Eric does, he writes books with a diving-themed background to them. And I have just finished up all three seasons of Bloodline, which was shot down there in Isla Mirada. And the whole time I was watching this, I was blown away because I'd been to all the places where they shot the TV show. And I'm talking to Eric about, you know, hey, we got to get him doing this stuff. He would love this. But he has some ideas of what he's doing to get ready to go diving. We'll get into that next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, our hearts go out to our scuba party buddy, Little Richard. We posted his video up there on the Scuba Radio Facebook page today. But you know that song, Scuba Party.
Yeah, he was
like a trout.
Little Richard was Prince before Prince.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think you might be onto something there.
That's a perfect analogy.
There you go. See, Eric knows that. But that song, Scuba Party, that we've played periodically, we did post it up on Facebook. And it is a scuba radio classic for sure. We hate to see Little Richard go, but he's
made all relative, of course.
Yes, always. But anyway, so moving on and talking about diving opening up. And Florida in particular, where we're based out of. I was I was invited to do a couple dives this week, but I decided to wait. You know, I actually hunkered down and finished watching this TV show on Netflix called Bloodline. You know, it came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, I got through that like a year and a half ago.
Right. Like, and you've been you were raving about it. And
wouldn't shut up about it.
You wouldn't shut up. I was like, fine, come on, man, give me a break. I don't have time to watch this stuff, but now I do. I did, you know, during the shutdown, and I finally caught up on it, and I was blown away because it's all shot down there in Isla Mirada, Florida, right there in the Keys, where I have dove so many times I can't even count. And I know Eric Douglas has been there as well, and he hadn't seen the show. I was talking to him before the broadcast today. But I was just amazed. I mean, yeah, they must have shot this entire TV show within like a 5 mile radius of Isla Mirada. You know, Captain Slate's place, the Islander Resort, is the main place where the Rayburn House is, which is what the show is based on. I mean, I've been there many times, stayed there. It's amazing.
It's funny when you recognize the roads.
Yeah, I saw in the last episode.
I've been at that stoplight.
Right. In the last episode, I think I saw Divers Direct like three times.
I stayed at that Islander years ago before it was upgraded.
Well, there you go. See, it's kind of cool to put yourself in that and, and stuff. We'll talk about that in some of Eric's creative novel stuff. That's kind of close to Bloodline next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Is that a moray in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? As she looked down by my weight belt, it kind of made me blush. Is that a moray in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? And I have to admit, I got excited a bit when she showed me her octopus.
Hey now, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That isn't Little Richard. That is our good buddy Eric Stone. Is that a moray in your pocket?
And that's Little Eric.
We know what they're talking about. It's either a moray in your pocket or Baby Ruth.
A rocket. Or,
okay, it's that. But that was a little ditty just for Mermaid Kristen, who is on.
You just about made her smile.
Get out!
She's smiling.
There you go.
Smiling.
Yeah, her back is hurting her because she's on recovery from breaking her back on a motorcycle a few weeks ago. You're doing okay though, right, Kristen?
And I'm doing a lot better.
You'll be back to mermaiding in no time.
Right? Just hoping. I have my first follow-up for my back next week. So
yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, you do. You are looking a little down today. What's going on? Are you just
tired? I haven't been sleeping very well.
Tired? Okay. Well, mermaids are people too.
Tired of your crap.
Okay. We're not doing a very good job at.
And honestly, from my perspective, she is surrounded by idiots.
True. That is so true. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, a.k.a. the idiots.
Or at least a bunch of men full of themselves. I'm including myself in there. I'm just saying.
Greg, I just believe she's the first mermaid to get horribly injured on your show, and it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, well, good point. That's right. I had nothing to do with her mishap.
And she probably thought about you, Greg, later. Fell off the back.
Okay, enough out of you. All right, Eric Douglas is with us. Now, I was talking about this show, Bloodline, and I'm only 3 years behind, granted. But if you have not taken the opportunity to watch this show on Netflix, like I did during the shutdown, you owe it to yourself to check it out if you've ever been to the Florida Keys to do any diving.
Jump on it before, it could disappear. These things don't stay on Netflix forever.
No, they do. They stay on. It'll be on for eternity.
But wait, that was a Netflix series, right?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Right. But it's done really well, but it's shot, once again, in Isla Mirada. And I'd heard about it for years and that kind of thing, but I was blown away that, all the places that we go down to dive in that part of the Florida Keys, Key Largo, Isla Mirada, are all featured prominently throughout the entire show. And it's really kind of interesting to see these places, and you're watching the show go, oh, I was there, or I dove there, and, that kind of thing. And the Rayburn House, which is it's about this family at the Rayburns, and it was actually the Islander Resort. And I've been there many times. Evidently, maybe even with Barry at one time. I don't think we didn't share a room or nothing.
Ooh. That sound good.
No.
Okay, good. Whew. But regardless, it's kind of neat to see a show and see them feature the location so prominently on the series. So whether you like the show or not, if you've ever been down to Isla Mirada, watching that show will definitely trigger some flashbacks to your diving times, which it did for me big time, and I mean that as in a good way.
Now, are they diving in the show, or is it just driving around Isla Mirada?
Very little diving. Actually, I think it was in season 3 was like the first time I actually sat on, saw them out on the on a dive boat, and they were free diving a little bit and talking about lobstering or something briefly. Not as much diving as I would have liked them to incorporate into the series. If I was going to complain, it should be the first time ever I'd do that. But yeah, I mean, it had a little bit, but it was more just the attitude, the whole Keys, vibe and that kind of thing. I thought they captured it pretty good. and especially all the landmarks. You know, the Caribbean Club was one of the, you know, one of the bars that they featured quite a bit down there. And I think, you know, one of the last times I was down in the Keys and hanging out in that part of the Upper Keys is they had pictures from Bloodline on the wall. I think it was in the Caribbean Club. And I was like, oh, that's that show. Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, wow, after seeing it, I'm like, why did I not watch this much, much sooner?
Because you don't listen to me.
True.
He doesn't listen to anyone.
Right.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Thank you, Barry.
Yep. And you guys are absolutely correct.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
No sane person.
We still love you, Greg,
for that.
Yeah. No sane person would listen to any of you losers. Let's be real.
Wow. Wow.
That and,
hurts.
So the reality is, you know, but if you watch the show, it's actually a really good way to kind of, you know, kind of whet your appetite from getting back down there and doing some diving, I think.
Yeah.
That's how I took it. And, you know, so
what you're saying, Greg, is you thought that that it didn't bring the level of professionalism with respect to scuba that you did to, say, like Sharknado.
Correct. Exactly.
With your presence in that film.
Yeah.
Wow. I can understand.
What a steaming load.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what, Greg.
I could have easily played a sweaty Florida Keys tourist in Bloodline if they would have asked me when they filmed this thing.
The level of they done seen Sharknado, so they
you don't want to get typecast.
Yeah, well, I think
Walt needs to tell us about his gardener.
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Walt.
Yeah,
Spencer's daughter Sky has a snorkel operation out of the hotel, right?
She does. Yes, the Islander girl is down there at the Islander now, and so Sky Slate, yeah, operates out of the Islander Resort or the Rayburn Estate. Or Rayburn House, as we know, and Bloodline. So there you go. Enough about Bloodline. Go check it out. If you've been to the Keys, you'll love it. It's pretty cool. Now, Eric Douglas, you know, he writes these stories, very similar stories, the, you know, the Withrow Key stories down in the Florida Keys. So when I was watching this show, I was thinking of Eric quite a bit. Like, you know, this is kind of along the same lines of some of the adventures, and he uses the Keys as a backdrop for one series of books that he's written. But you had not seen this Bloodline show either. Is that right, Eric?
No, I have not seen it yet. I really didn't listen to CJ. And
you are a smart man, is what you're saying.
I just ignored CJ, actually.
As we all do.
I'm going to have to check that one out now after this raving review. But no, actually, it's very cool. Those are always fun to go, I've been to that place. Or
right.
I've driven right past there. Mm-hmm. Or I got way too drunk there one night. You know,
that might have happened once or twice when I saw the show.
Yeah, it's the Keys. You're supposed to get way too drunk there.
True that. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely going to check it out now. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. But you got your own stories that you've written, and who knows, maybe he'll be the next big,
you know,
TV show guy someday.
Well, we've got our fingers crossed. We can always hope.
Yeah.
The Withrow Key series that you mentioned, that was a series of short stories, but they're set on an island that I made up, but it's really, really similar to a key right in the middle where everybody kind of passes by.
Yeah.
I think
do you want to even say which one it is or no?
No. I think we'll let people think about it. And, but it's right in the middle.
Is it after Key Largo before Key West?
After Key Largo before Key West.
All right. Way to narrow it down.
I can honestly say, Eric, face to face, man to man, mano y mano, right now, you're my absolute favorite adventure writer.
Absolute? All right.
Absolute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Absolute. Am I turning southern? I've been down
there. You are. You've been down there way too long, brother.
Good Lord.
I love it. Good Lord.
Thank you, sir.
The way I look at it this way is, either way, whether I'm in Colorado or Florida, I just stay baked all the time.
Okay, well, there's that. Okay, yeah.
Rocky Mountain High.
Hello. Weed's legal.
Knock some Rocky Mountain oysters.
All right. Well, anyway, regardless of whether, you know, Bloodline inspires some other stuff for you, we'll have to wait and see, Eric. But I know you have been using the downtime to prepare to dive as well. You don't need that incentive necessarily as a TV show. You've actually been a little bit, you know,
I'm trying to be proactive. Just a few hours ago, I dropped off my my tanks for a fresh visual for the summer.
Yeah.
Been going through my dive gear, making sure it's all straightened out. I'm going to have to get my reg serviced. I haven't done that yet. So I'm probably a little bit behind on that. But, you know, I like to be ready for when the local dive season starts.
I'm not
sure when I'll be able to get down to Florida, but definitely be in the lake up here pretty soon.
Right. Yeah. So I heard that Barry dropped off his tanks to get visually inspected. And then the person was like, what the hell are these for? You're supposed to take them to a dive shop, Barry.
No, my tanks are actually full and ready to go.
Okay, they don't have to be inspected or nothing?
No, they're fine. They're four of them. Four of them ready to go.
What are they
now,
for?
When they have to get refilled, then they have to get inspected.
No. Yeah, okay.
Barry just went to the doctor and got inspected.
Okay.
Hopefully that, well, you know, if they took that long probe with lights on it, you know.
Oh, boy.
Inspected.
I'm ignoring all of them.
He got inspected, neglected, and rejected.
Huh.
Infected and rejected.
Infected? No, you don't want that area infected at all. All right, let's just
stay now.
Regroup. We'll reconnect next. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is with me in the studio, as you can plainly see right there on Facebook Live, along with Chris. Chris is our good buddy up there. What's the name of his dive shop there, Kristen? Mermaid Kristen knows Chris quite well, that he works with. What's the name of it? up there in Virginia, right?
Dive Connection.
Dive Connection.
In Charlottesville.
And I want to see Simon from Dominica's with us today. So it looks like they're starting to open up the Nature Island. It says they only have 2 cases right now, the coronavirus. Should be cleared possibly this week, but they still have no bars, no barbers, and no alcohol.
Oh, BYOB. Just BYOB.
Yeah,
you know. That sucks. No alcohol.
They got coronavirus, but no Corona beer.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't drink that stuff.
No, what the heck?
Kabuli.
You don't drink Corona beer in Dominica.
That's kabuli. Right. It's kabuli, kabuli, kabuli. But
the world's greatest beer.
You drink what you can find.
Well, you do if you can. But I think in Dominica, I think what it was saying is that alcohol is banned. They're not allowed to drink alcohol during the lockdown. I believe that's what I had read.
Why? Too, well, call him up, Greg.
Why do they ban alcohol?
It's because the they can. Have left. They do stuff like that.
I don't think they banned it. I just think that they shut the stores down. And you can't go back.
Yeah, you know, who knows? They got those little rum shacks. In Dominica, it's not even like a bar per se. It's Bush more of like a shack right there on the roads.
Rum shack, baby.
Yeah, there's that. And
did you see that Cayman is shut down too?
They shut down on the booze as well?
No, Eric? Not the booze. I mean, they shut down tourism. They're not accepting tourists until like September 1st.
Yeah. Holy crap. I know they've extended that one out. See, I mean, look, all throughout the Caribbean and everywhere shut down. I mean, that's not unique. Some of them are more strict than others. In the Bahamas, you can't go from one island to the other, even if you're a local in the Bahamas right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first wave of opening, you know, and I've been talking to a lot of people in the dive industry, you know, throughout the last few weeks, but there's no question the first wave is going to be Florida, which it already is. And the Keys, which, you know, you'd think Florida would be the same as the Keys, but it's not because they're still not letting people go into the Keys unless you live in the Keys. And we spoke
still
about that last
week.
Still
think the Conch Republic needs to be brought back to life.
Well, I would agree. And I think, you know, Captain Slate and all the dive operators down there feel the same. But you have this local contingency that doesn't want that South Florida hotspot of coronavirus cases coming down. I'll give you a little update on that, though. I find something out pretty interesting as we, you know, like I said, a couple weeks ago, we spoke to Captain Slate and I asked him outright. I said, hey, do you have this problem in the Keys where the people that live there are kind of happy with, or not happy is not the right word, but they're okay with the Keys being shut down to tourists because they live there. This is their home and they don't want to be, you know, troubled with anybody bringing the coronavirus in, and they're fine with it being shut down longer as opposed to earlier because, you know, they live there. They don't like the more, they don't like the traffic. They're complaining about Florida spiny lobster season. And I can see that side and that problem, you know, if you feel that way. But of course, any business that relies on tourism to feed their families and everything else, which is a big portion of the folks that live down in the Keys, may not feel the same way.
So go home, Yankee.
There is a little bit of that Conch Republic kind of thing going on. So, you know, they have this infighting going on in that regard. That said, when this first broke, when they shut down all the areas and cities, you know, Monroe County, you know, they said, okay, no tourists are allowed down in the Florida Keys. You can only come down here if you live here. And they set up this roadblock, and it's still in effect till at least, I guess, the end of the month is what they're saying at the moment.
Roadblock?
Yeah. Like, well, yeah.
Oh, man. Where's Burt Reynolds when you need him?
Oh, geez. Anyway, so one of the ways
here,
they did
hold
this
my beer a minute.
Initially was they gave out residents a little star sticker that they could put on their car, right, to let the law enforcement know, like, okay, you're Florida or you're Florida Keys resident, you can move on. And that worked great for the first few days until someone up in Miami started counterfeiting the stickers and selling them online.
Yeah, and they were counterfeiting. It was amazing.
Yeah, and evidently, too, I didn't know this until this week, but there were reports, and Barry, maybe you heard about this, that there were folks from Miami that were going down to the Keys and raiding the local grocery stores and cleaning them out and then driving back up to Miami.
Well, so first of all, it's not easy getting from your boat to a grocery store there. So I don't know how they're doing that unless they're calling a cab or an Uber to take them over.
What are you talking about? What I mean, if someone drives down from Miami and invades our local grocery store down there and takes
No, you can't. But you can't get in.
Beginning, that's one of the reasons why they closed it off.
Well, yeah.
Greg, who's going to drive 7 hours to Miami just to get to the grocery store?
Well, evidently Bubba Boy is, because he just did the math and said 7 hours. I can do that.
I used to travel from Miami to the Keys all the time. It's a good 7 hour trip.
Well, the people in Florida.
What route is he taking?
He's talking the long way.
Think so. He's taking the scenic route.
I took the old Trestle Bridge.
Okay.
Yeah, it's missing some sections.
But. Drove right off the edge of it.
He had to adjust a series of trusses.
Ah, it's those. Okay.
Oh, that's what's wrong with him.
No,
Rudd Garvin.
He's male prostitute.
Lingering issues.
Prostate.
Oxygen to the brain, that kind of thing. All right, look, we will get back on track. We'll find out what's going on with the diving industry, how to prepare, as the diving opens back up in Florida in the Keys. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.